Shilin chapter 4, Mishnah 1. Hashoche lishtos, if a person lowers himself to drink, he bends down to drink from a river or a cistern. Hamayim ha'olim bepiv uvisfamoy, the water that comes up with his mouth or with his moustache, b'chiyutan. So if this water then got onto some food, that food would be rendered susceptible to impurity, because he wants the water to enter his mouth, and it's going to kind of wet his face. It's impossible. It's like a psik ratio. It's like it can't get in his mouth without wetting his moustache, etc. So that would render food susceptible. Bechatmoy, but the water that touches, comes up with his nose, uveroisho, with his head, uvezikanoi, or with his beard. So there, ainu b'chiyutan, that now is not does not make food susceptible. It's now kind of not an essential part of drinking. It's further away, and even though it gets wet and maybe even inevitably wet, but it's not considered like essential part of the drinking, and therefore it won't make whatever it touches susceptible to impurity. He doesn't want this water in a sense. He only wants the water that's like in his mouth and by extension on his moustache. Next case, Mamalei Bechavis, if a person fills up water with a jar, he lowers the jar down with a rope. Hamayim ha'olim achreha, the water that comes up after it, on the outside of the jar, on the back of the jar, uvechevel, and also the water that's on the rope, shum chunan al tzavara, that is around the neck, it's around the neck of the jar, and that's the rope that he lowers it down. So the water that comes up with the jar and the water that comes up on the rope, uvechevel shut letzorka, and also not only around the neck, but also the rope that's needed for handling, meaning to pull up the jar from the cistern, harezi b'chiyutan. So this is all considered water that is will render something else, foodstuffs, susceptible to impurity. And kamahut sorkan, how much rope do you need to pull up the jar? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Tefach, he says you need a hand breadth in order to pull up the jar. If he placed the jar beneath a rain pipe, draining water from the roof of a house, let's say, and a bechiyutan, so the whole principle of bechiyutan doesn't apply to it, and the water outside the jar and on the rope doesn't render susceptible, because here he's only interested in the water that goes inside the jar, not interested in the water that's outside the jar, touching the outside or touching the rope, etc. So here, the water that does actually go outside will not render food susceptible to impurity.